Hey there, this is Janet Roper with Talk to the Animals Radio, and you are listening to the Talk on the Town. And I have just returned from Chaska, Minnesota, where I was driving through a winter wonderland to visit with Best Horse. And as I was driving through the snow and seeing all the beautiful white snow on the side, it got me to thinking about the holidays, which are just weeks away, which started me thinking about the shopping that I haven't even thought about doing, much less actually gone out and started to purchase anything for my family and friends. But one thing I would really like you folks to consider for this holiday season is not to give the gift of animals. And there's three things that come to my mind when it comes to that. And the first one is that whenever you bring a new animal into your home, the animal and the two-legged family do better when there is a time where you can get to know each other in a regular schedule, in a regular setting. And I don't know about your household, folks, but the Roper household is anything but regular when it comes to the holiday season. Second of all, if you're thinking about giving an animal for a holiday gift, consider that person may not want an animal at all, or their idea of what would make a good companion for them is not necessarily the same one or same idea that you might have is what makes a good companion. But finally, the reason I would like you to consider not giving the gift of an animal over the holidays, I don't know if you want to call this a spiritual thought or if you want to call this a moral thought, but the idea of giving another sentient creature, another feeling creature as a gift. What does that say about us humans if we can consider doing that? So I invite you not to give the gift of animals for over the holidays. There are many other gifts that people would like. And this is Janet Roper of Talk to the Animals Radio reminding you that you too can talk to the animals.